The Shia has yet to get to the next week for his father and his mother. This one has yet to get back to the children of Yankees. And a week later for his mother, pray that there's a shooting. So we'll go to take the Shia tonight. And then end of the week. We learned the Mishnah 100 hours. The Mishnah speaks about one that by mistake said the wrong brother. If one says go to the Adam on a fruit, to be read in the earth. If one says go to the earth, to be read on a vegetable, you're not dead. What happened to the search of Akra? The Mishnah said, no, it's Akra, you can go and let Akra, on anything. And anything, in fact, the search is later that even applies to Sabbath of Sarah. That there is some, and there has to be some, and there would be some in three different verses. And if you said Shahakra, and there's this understanding, Akra, the Mishnah Shahakra, even in first Sabbath of Sarah. Not only Sabbath of Sarah, but even in three different verses. Anyway, the Mishnah has it on fruits. We do have to pray. Mishnah has it on all kinds of fruits. If you say Shahakra, then you have to do it. But the Gemara has it on fruits, that's what they're up to. And the top of men on the day from the third law, and the first law, Yitna, the reason my fruits is on the line, how do you do the Mishnah? I'm going to put me up out in my line. And the Mishnah says that the Gemara Shahakra and fruit are all kinds of fruits, that fruits are anything, vegetables, anything. That's the exception of bread and wine. Why? The Rashi says on the top line, Shemiyami will come on and the Rebbe got in the age of going Brachas Hadar Yasmo. Sometimes he recites Hamaytzi, a Berach Yagrafim, not the Torah's Berachas Hamaytzi. Not the Torah's Berachas Hamaytzi, for example, Kiddush. The person is not even interested in drinking wine. Now, like I said, when you say Kiddush, you have to say Berach Yagrafim. Hagdol, the Kiddush, Hagdol, Berachas Chassanim, when you get married, so you say Berachas. The unity of my declaration does not require a curse. That's only a meaning of Hadra'im. If you have a curse person, then the unity of my Christmas tree doesn't exist. You're not required by the Christmas tree, but the Gaim says, I think it's not a demonia, if you recite the Christmas tree, the Shaykh will require a curse, then the blockers will be enhanced, but it has no Hashidus. And the unity of my declaration is not a curse. The Hashidus are there, the Christmas tree, but the person doesn't have wine, or doesn't like wine. So he does Kiddush over Pash.
But yes, that's the rule. That's the rule. Why did you say you had no
family? Why did you say that?
I think the
other
one is not
yet to make Kiddush.
Yeah, but
the reason for that one is. Yeah, but the Birkas HaNen. Yeah, but the Birkas HaNen. Like in a regular Birkas HaNen, I would say yes, I'm going to make it. If I'm not eating bread, I cannot say how much is for you, even if you're living dead and you're living dead, I cannot say how much is for you. But I can say Kiddush for you, but you don't have any wine. So I say Kiddush for you as a bread. I'll say the Hamaytzi, and I'll show Kiddush on you for the bread of them, and I'll hold the Sabbath Kiddush, you get it to you for you to bread. Even though I'm not eating the bread at all. So the Hamaytzi of the Kiddush, when you say Kiddush on the Pasen, then it's not over the Kiddush. But Rashi is trying to bring out an idea here, that Hamaytzi and Berit Yagrafim and Tosh Choshen and Brachas sometimes they recited Shalei Tzayet Tzichot Hanen. That's what he's driving it. That's what the Gemara has said about it in Zakot on Monday. The Gemara has a deal that in the middle of the meal, this is a matter on any basis or something, in the middle of the meal, if they bring the room, let's say, yeah, that they will be. But he ends the Chanyan, very broken, and I see why she writes on the top of Mendez and Yahweh. The common requirement is to draw a lot of times, every year, there are a few occasions when you have to say, Baruch on one, and Baruch on one, Papa Bishnah is taking this to us. You're not really interested in being in the one. Like the Rashi writes the same way, the Kiddush, Azalah, and the Shadow Baruch is Yahweh Chassan. the Rebbe is driving at. So the whole of what comes in and then to say what the problem is. Then he says, why is it that in the middle of the meal you have to say both you have gotten on one? So the Rebbe says like this, if you won't say the both you have gotten on the line, you will not be in violation of Asa Mahabi Shiyad Mahanat Abu Mazda. But it says in the beginning of the prayer, it says, you send the Bola Dicha Tanenu, there is something, Asa Mahabi Shiyad Mahanat Abu Mazda, so the prayer is that will not apply, if you send the Mahabi at the beginning of the meal. And it says, well, if one of them Mahabi Fasuda, the eating, the drinking, whatever, everything of them Mahabi Fasuda, the wine is also included, the other wine is also included. Whereas, you have to still say the Hasidim, you have to still say both the Avotan and the Ram in the middle of the meal as sort of a Bicha Shaka and Boya. The whole idea that both the Avotan not only is, I come home tonight and I don't have a drink before I go to sleep and I've answered wine and I didn't say any breath at all. It looks like I said it at 7 o'clock and I had no breakfast. I said I have to say both the Avotan as a Bicha Shaka and Boya. But if I'm in the middle of the meal and I already said I'm eating, everything is covered, the first Bicha Shaka and Boya, everything is covered. Still didn't go me because you have to say another breath and break that. That's why, because that's why breath is not only because you have to learn it, but you have to use it because you have to learn it, even when it's not needed because you have to learn it. So in this case, one of them not necessarily do it. So because you have to learn it, you can't do it. But because you have to learn it, you need a breath and a breath. So that's the part of what the Gemara is driving at over here. I'm a Rabbi on the top of memory and base. If you're going to say shahakal over potatoes, you're yes. If you're going to say shahakal over oranges, you're yes. If you're going to say shahakal over anything, you're going to be yoked. Over cake and cookies, you're yoked. But over bread, over wine, you'll also be yoked if you say shahakal over yoked because you're from memory. And if you'll eat the bread and you'll eat, or you'll drink the wine and you won't be sick of bread or milk, you won't be sick of bread or don't be a weapon, you will not have violated the dream of Ethelred and Shiyad and Malamazar Belebroch. You said a breath of Shaka, to be able to make it to the breath of Tanani Langer. The breath of Tanani Langer, so you won't make it to the breath of Shaka Velbeya, because I'll make the, and the breath of Tanani has another dimension to it. Not only is it inside the breath of Tanani, but it's inside the breath of Shaka Velbeya. There's a rule of, Chutna Patna Langer, and there, you have to receive the breath, even if you're covered with some Hamas Belebroch, but you have to say because you have to learn. And the other thing is disagreeing that the only time you say how much you have to go to is when you need it. Because you have to learn it. If you come to three comments, you ready to say your echo, so you don't need to say another book.
I didn't get any other time.
I think that's what Rashi is driving at. Rashi says to the Amir, come on, the same hands that it appears on the nose valve, should go and drop a copy of the Kiddush Abdullah Bichat Chassan. What do we call it in Kiddush Abdullah Bichat Chassan? So Rashi did call the Amir driving at that sometimes the common kindness in the Brachim will not offer Bishan all his sitting in Shira to you. Say the birds are dead, and even though you're not even interested in drinking the wine. So I think that's what it means, that if you try to sometimes the third shows up right there. Not so much. Every breath is a shayach al-gah. There's a man in the breath is a shayach al-gah. There's a kamit in the breath is a shayach al-gah. But still, it's a different kind of breath in the breath. So I think that's what I've learned in the
breath.
That is the
breath.
No, most in the beginning of the meal should cover some of them, not the food, should cover the wine that you drink in the middle. But some of them, not the
food.
No, no, no. I think you don't need any food.
You
don't need a food. Usually the only grapes to fill yourself up with the grapes is the most bad. The first Rebbe doesn't have any soup, he doesn't have any fish, he doesn't have any chicken, he doesn't have any soup, or any the whole meal consists of grapes. And I learned from it. Anash.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm Not that you have to finish, that's the machlokes hachamim. The machlokes hachamim says that since that's the meaning of the hachamim, to finish, the fish is one of our machlokes hachamim, that is one of the courses in the meal to fill you up. So the fact that the fish is also one of our machlokes hachamim. I would disagree, but say no. You know that to me, that the schnapps has nothing to do with filling you up. The fish is one of the courses in the meal. You're getting nourishment from nutrition. The schnapps is there, so even when you give schnapps to the fish, you still need a blocker.
But that is a context of enjoyment. That is new ones of the thought and the chasing. And they say, that's why Yanni always requires a brothel for Shetakhargo, even if it's taking after a
brothel. Even if it's privately funded for Tamenu, you still require it special brothel. It's special brothel. It's called brothel Tamenu means that you won't be in violation of that's what I want to learn about that. But still, if I come on the top and say, like that, then you say, like that, special breath. At all times, even when it's done, like that, and that's when it's time, and it's time, because I'm learning, but in general, it's still, you need a breath. What is it that you
do with the past and the rising, the same thing, the second issue, the teacher? Because this learning, the next thing, the next thing, this is learning, you're able to make the Shabbos, this is learning, you're able to make the breath of the Shabbos, that's what I mean. Therefore, it's the same thing, the same thing, the same thing,
maybe the big guy in the back
there. Oh, my.
I understand what you're saying. Shahakal, I'm passing down your yard to the Bechus Amen. So it becomes like Roma Benach Mephasi is covered. But still, even though it's covered, it's on Bechus Amen. And then the Bechus Amen is coming another Bechus. I understand. And what Bechus Amen is saying, Bechus Amen is going to say that if you didn't say that, then you lie in the world. You lie in the world. It would be, Rama, Benach Mephasi doesn't require a Bechus. It's like Iker and Tessa. The problem is that the Bechus of the Iker is Chal and Tessa. How can the Bechus of the Iker be Chal and Tessa? That's what you say. You eat a potato, and the potato has silver or has butter on it. So the silver is butter, it won't go to Adama. That means they go to Adama on the potato, and the butter Adama is chal on the silver and on the butter. How can it be chal? It's because butter Adama is not chal on silver, and the answer is the potato doesn't eat a blocker. So you say, well, I'm not going off the potato, right? You said, I'll make you laugh. I mean, all right, you don't need a blocker on the only other thing. So that's what I've been going to say. You say, you need a blocker, means if you eat, if you drink wine in the middle of the meal, no, you won't be in violation of after the honey to learn about that drug. But still, the refinement that you're drinking wine without a drug. And the Chacham Nam Yisrakim has a very drug and asked me, for that drug and asked me, so don't even have a drug. I don't understand that very much. And he says, but that doesn't require me to talk to the doctor about the wine. He's better, lower level of the drug. It's not that he's drinking wine without a drug. Not like drinking in Tesla. So it's not like But that's only about the real. So this is before or before about the real?
Okay. Isn't that a mistake? I thought you said Swedish. Anything else? Same thing. Same thing. Yes, yes, it is good. That's the hardest system. Yes, it is good. I know that, but you know, you say something else, but things that can be able to do. You say shocker on one, you're able to do. You said that the red one is here, on the red one is good, that's what the other would be good. So the Gemara says, maybe keep on going. Should I say that this Machlech is Azuni against Rabbi Yochanan is identical with the Machlech is Satanayim? But we have a perception that one just follows. You are taught. The man sees the rest of that and is interested in me. And the Omar, and he says, well, then if you want to come, more Tazun, what a delicious bread. Baruch HaMokh Shabbat, blessed be, should be, but the Baruch HaMokh that he created to the grain, he didn't create the bread, but he created the grain that the bread would make from. Yes, he sees a fig. Ramah, come and work at him, such a delicious fig. Baruch HaMokh Shabbat, blessed be, Baruch HaMokh Shabbat, says, thank you, Baruch HaMokh Shabbat, 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 Yes, the very end of the day, the end of the year, so the end of the day, 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 the end of the It's very rough of the atma, therefore it cannot be covered with the Nishan and the Shafi'i in Norway. The Mar says, Rechay, that's identical with what the Machlag is over here, Rab Meir and Rab Yosi. That's the Shafi'i, but you're talking about Ta'ina here. Yeah. Ta'ina. You're talking about Ta'ina. You just said, I'm Ta'ina, I'm fruits, I'm whether you have a kugel, or you have French fried potatoes, or you have food that takes anything under the sun upon the sanctity symbol. So I show you the way that doesn't matter. It's such shocking in the bread that you have to be used. The only time there's machlokes is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Ravuna. And Rabbi Yehuda is on top of the iron. So now there's machlokes that says the words. Sounds like there's a machlokes that has Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, not only by Taz, but to any of the rest. So that's the type of thing. So you can tell me what kind of an issue that is, and what are you saying over here about Taino? What is it talking about saying? It's still like me. So the place we have Rosh says, you have to say that there's a way that you have to give to Taylor. The place we have Rosh says that there's no way out of this. You have to say that it's an instrument, that the bright, you should only have the first step. The Lord taught, the Lord Taylor doesn't belong with us. Satan tries to meet you, it's a little bit of a mahala, so it just doesn't work. So the Rosh says there's nothing to meet you. Years of advice of the Prasada and Mayor of the ACU, yes, I tell you, they're not a part of the day. The 3GM is a part of the day. The Roma claims that Mayor of the ACU is only by thought. Why by thought? Okay, so how do you want to think of Avni? So the Mayor of Thoth originally in Avni is named Kitanel, but the Mahlaj is Rabbuna. And Rabbi Yochanan is identical with the Machlokes and Rabbi Yosi. One verse straight to Machlokes. We're arguing only by Tas, not by Te'ena. By Te'ena, if you say such, you can tell you when you say Chabdoche, what a beautiful, delicious Te'ena. Come and let me do Bracha, Machim Shabbat. So it's like saying another Bracha instead of saying to the way. So it's like the equivalent of saying Shahakal. Why is it that if you say Shahakal, it's
really be Shahakal when you
get Shahakal means that you said the wrong Bracha. You said the wrong, you didn't say, the Klal only is you have to step back and the Shem and the Malchus, and you have to thank for the bench and praise the bench and proclaim the praise of Baruch HaMokh Shabbat. He said the Shem and the Malchus chant even though it's not the right Baruch HaSibriya that you have the Yosef. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says no, that you're not Yosef by Paz, by Paz and Yehuda, that's identical to Rabbuna. Because passing line is something special, and even though we can't get a family, we do it, but you're not in the fulfillment of the special requirement of deciding a Bicha Sharif all day. That's what you want to get. Maybe should I say, Rabun, Rabbi Yamak, Rabbi Yaiti, Rabun, but you're not going to pass me iron. That's identical with Rabbi Yaiti. If you didn't say the correct news, I have Rabbi Yaiti, I should take my shame, I'm passing iron, and I would. Also wir haben ja nicht gehört, nee, wir haben also ein paar Szenarien gelöst.
Mach nicht das.
That's the sign of having passion, having passion. So normally that layer that you see a lot of radiation. It's not a certain layer, but that layer is so sharp. So you have very few time even. So whenever he disagrees with anybody else, he always loses. And there have been a lot of radiation. There have been a lot of radiation. There have been a lot of radiation. Whoever he disagrees with, he usually loses. Except a lot of radiation is the radiation. When it comes to the layer, so then you might say, well, now you understood psychology, that's from how well and who you're in, when it makes the area is good. So take this question about how to watch that maybe the area, or maybe it's not safe. It's not, it's not. I mean, it's very. Psychology, yeah, but it's not really psychology. And it's very, yeah. But in the class, no. How to make it class? Well, we don't talk like that maybe. Whenever you disagree with something. So here, we have a contradiction to Kuala. On the one hand, we say, Rabbi Yechon and Nav, Rabbi Yechon lost Rabbi Yechon, the question, Rabbi Yechon and again, so I think it was a dominant God. So the Jews should not like Rabbi Yechon and the Lord, Atul Tatiyayin, he's also good. And here, what should he didn't do? Let's see, the mayor of Rabbi Yechon should be Allah is Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says, 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 Rabbi so he does not quote, the other Rishon quotes, a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, where it says that this is an exception to the law, that although normally the Talmud are never Rabbi Yaisi, Allah is Rabbi Yaisi, here the Din should be like Rabbi Meir. So he's going to take a man. So Christian, the point is that you might start off Yen Kitanai, it will correspond. That here the din is like a man that you are to be as it, or the din is like a man and that you would be to be as it. Okay. So let's see. So that's what we want to suggest. Should I say, name or should I say, that the machlokes is on my line simply is which kind of capacity tonight? Should I pass him like a man or should I pass him like a deity? The cloud normally yet I look at the deity, but maybe there's a lot of sessions to do it. It's not because an iron cloud is that I look at a man, whenever a man disagrees, we never pass him like a man. It's not also. And in any case, it took a vote, and they said, not like that, so that may always work. So there's some cases that it didn't turn out. There's a pressure shot on all the clothing that he was, and any of the machlekes are the shmur, so they're going to karat the yisiri kishmur the dina. So the pressure shot, it does mean that the amirayim made up the craft, and they had to do the machlekes, they're going to pass that craft, and if they had to, they're going to pass that shmur the dina, and it means it took a vote. It's like the amirayim took a vote, and then it, and It turned out like that, but in 95 out of 100 cases, the dean was like a rod and he could ask. And the dean was actually, and in each case, you have to consider the merits of the argument. The Amorai voted. It turned out that 95 out of 100 cases were going to be Rabbi Yisrael, Kishmur Bedina. The Talmud who says Rabbi is an expert in Mitzvah Esther Shmur, is a better expert in Yisrael. So it's not that because he was a big expert, that's why they're speaking about the law. No, they didn't think they'd speak to that. Every issue they voted on, it turned out like that. And that's from the Amorai. The Tosafot claims that you see from the Amorai, that was from the Amorai. It wasn't added on later. You have every so often, you have to talk him, but added on. We had an interpretation of Rav Yotta. Actually, it was a couple of lines that were added on by the Gohanim or by the Rabbanit Amorai. The Tosafot in Kedusha shows the Echot from the Amorai, that the Yalti Gamsat, that the Arani Yodia, this man of Amorai. Not only that, there was a Marsha, and the second territory by the Bastion. When I show it claims that it was already Mukhud of the Chayyim Shalabad Rebbe. During the lifetime of Abad Rebbe, he says there's already known that the Halakh is going to exist. The Halakh is not. It was already very during their lifetime. But the Din was like Rebbe in all the cases except for Yalkigam. He has a comment, and Mashon the Kiddush Yaakov has a comment like this. Abad Rebbe each had a yeshiva. And a Talmidim.
So sometimes the Mishuvah and Yeshiva, whatever, the Dean of Admission, who has in competition with the other Dean of Admission, trying to get students, to recruit students. So one occasion, one of the Chachamim went to the Talmidim and he said, why do you go around that? You want to go around by Abai, Abigail needs to guide you, by Abai, first, chewing bones, to Achi, this is Shneim, and then you have a car, and it's that place, Tayyavu. So the Pastor Shalim doesn't mean that in his, and that's what the Dean of Admission has wrote with Yeshiva, and all the students, where do you want to go? Learn the Akigam there. Where do you ask if I come to the Akigam? Okay, where do you go? We never had Kala Tayakuma. So tell me where you're going to go to my Abai. Abai has nothing to offer. Go to the Masha, it's an introduction on the school from the Gemara, that this is the idea of the school from the land. It's not from the Rabbanit of the Red. It's part of the Akigam. Where do you want to go? It's part of the Akigam. Anyway, here the Gemara suggests, maybe it's funny that it's the end of Sack of Yerk, guys, and then the Sack is going to be like Rabbi Yerk, you know what I mean? The Sack is going to be over here, this will be an exception to the rule, like the Sack of the Yerk, the Sack over here is like Rabbi Yerk, but the Yerk is good, you would be Yerk. So the Gemara says, it's not necessarily so, you don't have to be telling them again. I'm a lot of Rabbi can say to you, but it's not necessarily so. He's not restricted only, I think that also even the Yehudi did not know, he's not restricted only for signing with life. You see? I'm not the honest of the Red Mayor, I can even sign with Red Mayor. I kind of come out may help you help to come out to show you thoughts of Mayor, so that the Yehudi knows to the first Lord of the mission, yes, that you're basically good looking for mission, yes, they are not from Shabbat. So since he mentioned the Red Bread, he didn't mention the Red Bread yet, he said, Boris, and you said, Boris, I'm not from Shabbat. But it says Commonwealth by Zoo, so it's only one minute, that's the beginning of the bracha. Commonwealth by Zoo, the declaration, is the beginning of the bracha. And then it says, Baruch Hamakhi Shabua, even though there's no period at all in the Baruch Hamakhi Shabua, but since it began, he gave an introduction that says, Commonwealth by Zoo, so there is a period. I heard about it, he said, Baruch Hamakhi Shabua, from the beginning to the end of the declaration, he didn't say where that's ready, he didn't have any truth at all. So then... He doesn't even mention at all the word pass. So the Rabbi Akiva had never heard that you're not guilty. That's what we know. Okay. So then it says, you know, you don't have to depend on my sheet of doctrine that I have I can have like a mayor also, that mayor's case is different to it. So Rabbi Yechon and Amalach, Rabbi Yechon can also do this. Rabbi Yechon is in time that if he said Shahakal on passing the line, did he ever do it the other day? Because at least Shahakal exists, there's a broker somewhere. Let's say the Mishnah says the Yehudi that our fruit of the tree which you see is recited every night, he says by mistake. Let's say Adam, let's say the Yehudi the Yehudi. What's this? Because you said a bracha, she thinks that she's not a bracha. And that's what he says to you also. You say, Shaka, you need Zohar, that's your bracha is this, and she's not a bracha when we're talking. First, then we're talking about general bracha Shaka, then we're talking bracha is Mishuratus. Then we're talking bracha is Mishuratus. So he said that and something which you should have said a bracha and a correct if you heard, you should have said a mercy. Or you should have said very few have weapons. So instead you say a mercy, go to a bella. So you don't know, but he ever did the eight things. Instead of saying a very few have weapons, and the more he's up to shopping in the block. So you don't know, but he ever did the eight things. So the Bechel says, I can, I have it, but he ever did the eight things. So let the confess is up to a bracha. Instead of saying a bracha and a correct, it should be created, a very bracha and a correct. And the next fancy bracha, it's instead of bracha called out. I can't come out here to the ocean to come and talk about the Kinu Abanan.
He made up his own Mr. Hadrach. It doesn't correspond to anything. And the one Shabbat Nehru Zayt, it's Kiri Abanon. It's not the Shabbat Nehru Zayt. I think that the 18 Mayt, then it would be good. Then to show the word of the Eem over here, that he says Shabbat Nehru Zayt means the statue Nisa Hadrach is this, and then he's like this. So it's like a command of that thing, and everything in the world, that's the basis, he says Shabbat Nehru Zayt. Then he says, well, if something is here, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, you should say Kiri. He says, no, it's Hadrach Yom 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 Yom. Then something he says, say Zayt Yom Yom. Then on some day to Adam, they said, there is Adam, what is Adam? And then some day to Adam, they said, there are mercy. So if you say I'm blessed, either a mercy that what is perfect, or I say, oh, I'm very, if I say, 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 I'm second best is to say Mizayla, the third from the prophet to say Mizayla to Adama, and the last one is to say Mizayla to Shaka. And let that person will say, let that person will say, he's eating potatoes. Let's say he's eating potato soup. Let that person eats potato soup. Vegetable soup, I don't know. And he says very many of them, but he has a lot of it, and it shows him that it's done, it shows him up. And he says very many of them. Really the right there, no. So that's the mission. Really a quote, the Kiddush in Chai Adam.
Isn't that the mission?
The Mishnah says that if a person takes the letter not to eat, call out them, anything that's killing if that's the letter not to eat. So it says that all foods are included except for drink of 59 mala. Water is not included, and salt is not included, as I said before you. So the Chayyadam has such a long time of a finish. He says that it's by mistake a person can burn a million days. And only food under the sun to be able to have the earth. So because of the national organ, even if he doesn't eat enough, even if he doesn't eat enough, think if he would have eaten enough, it would have been killing. So it says, the Bela Azan, to call the guy, consider Bela Azan, Bela Amazing. Except the man of Malak, but even if he doesn't, if he said Bela Azan, he wouldn't be able. This is the Bela Azan, in case of bigger cookies. People are not eating, people eat, the reason you brought, to eat, take the bigger cookies, which is the Isha Hakko, and sometimes we make a mistake. You figure out cookies or cookies and you say, well, maybe not. You say, well, you're Chayyad. And quote them all over. But Mishnah Berurah says that to the end, you didn't have to repeat the book. So the Shaila is, what is it based on? It's based on this Gemara, but the Gemara says, huh? It's the block of the Tzimu Abonim, that's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. Is it the block of the Tzimu Abonim here? We talk to our Kaviyachanan. Yeah, we talk to our Kaviyachanan, but we say, Shaka on everything that we ever hear. So the Shaila is, Rabbi Yechanan Amar Alibi B'Rab Meir, or Rabbi Yechanan Amar Alibi B'Rab Yaisi. So the Gemara suggests, I'm not the only Afilu Rabbi Yaisi, even if you want to say Allah to Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yechanan still says, I can argue out the case, and I can say, in Rabbi Yaisi's case, he said, a block of the Lord is Kino Abonim. But in my case, when we say Shahakal, I'm passing line, what do you want to block of the Kino Abonim? So that's the Shaila, what does Rabbi Yechanan mean by this? So the Lusach HaBlach is a text to the block of the block of the Kino Abonim. So then on the face of this cookie, he says, there are many ways. Or he's eating a certain tomato, or he's vegetables, and it's a very minimum value. It's a very minimum value of this, and the book that exists. Is that what it is? And he said, yeah! Over here, the basic book is the hassle on everything. And then you have, on top of that, the hassle on that. And then on top of that, you have the minimum value. And then on top of that, you have the hassle on earth. So the best was real correct, the best correct block of the family is American. The second best the would be United. The third block would be Adam, the third block would be Shaka. And you were happy, you know, then I'm the higher record of the Sakana, the third block is uncorrect as a food. So the Sakana third block is on the bread. So that's why that's why the other thing is the reality of the earth. If it's a block of the Kinabon on this food, not that it's such a block of printed in the city. No, the block of Shaka was Kinabon on with respect to bread, my show is like a person who's on the state of the bread, and then on the face of the cookies, and you can argue with the Chayyadim, it's not so glass. That's not Pasha, but Pasha is here, but that's not considered a bracha, it's Kiri Abon. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah, Pasha is a bracha like that, why? It's not so difficult, why? Because we Pasha in the Mishnah, so we Pasha like a mayor here. This Gemara says, Aska and Rabbi Yechon Amalach, I'm not the army, I can insist on my shikir. That if you say Shaka is good,
I said, I live at Yankee, how's everything in that Yankee? Why? I call him from that Yankee, not Yankee, but he's saying, I'm not from Shabuwa. Come and ask myself, I'm not from Shabuwa. Why? And you shouldn't be a common dog, the rest kill a dog. Yes, the sheep is nothing special, nothing unique about part of the guy. Even in Taylor, he would say the same thing. That's what they're going to say. Even in Taylor, he would say the same thing, that's what I'm happy to say. So this is like the dog, the kill a dog. I want to shock you with that, kill a dog, I feel like there's no. So this, it is the Lord, when the Lord is making the case between Rabbi Nechanan and Rabbi Yaisi, so they introduce a fair block of the Kiri Abbanah. Halakha the Mike is everyone passing like Rabbi Yaisi, we pass like Rabbi Meir. That's the name of Yisham, according to Yisham, if it is not normally Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yaisi, Halakha is Rabbi Yaisi, but maybe Yisham is quite on their own, maybe they had a tradition, but Halakha is not Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir is also Hasim Abbanah, the next Kiri Abbanah is also good. Only passing Yahweh. We don't pass like Akuna, we pass like Rabbeinu, we don't have to mention the passing Yahweh. We pass the Shaka with the Yahweh and passing Yahweh. And we don't pass like Rabbeinu and Skilik about Rachid is King Abba, Rachid is King Abba, because we pass like Rabbeinu. We don't pass like Rabbeinu that you have to make a Skilik with Rabbeinu. We pass even the Rachid, the rest King Abba is also good, then we have to go to Shkirik. So that's what the Chayyarim says, maybe you could. They tell me, if you heard, like, if you heard, I love it, don't you know? Any brother, right? Who's not there to start? Yeah. So as long as it's a bed, I guess?
No, then it's not a fair how can Rabbi Shmuel ever the first one to mention it doesn't appear in the Mishnah, it doesn't appear in the Bible. So we don't have some strange historical background. How come Benjamin Gilles never mentioned in Tanakh? So we don't know. But the American could be listening to Rabbi Benjamin Gilles. The credit of the Tzak Alok, if you talk like the Meir, the Bible Yishan, the Tzak Alok, the Bible Yishan, 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 the Bible That's the question of the succession. Sometimes I say, oh, it's open to Shulchan Aruch. Whenever there's a topic, I make the other name, so we say, you name it. Like that to Shulchan Aruch. That's that. Where's that? But that's a bad example though. Let's say, you're saying the reason why you should say Mizanus is because even if it's really dead, and it's supposed to be an ancient, that the other is saying Mizanus is dead. And that if it's really fake, and it's supposed to be Mizanus and by mistake, you said, I'm not going to also be able to be with it. Let's say you're really fake, which is part of the kiss me in the eye, but the issue is because they're still on it, you wash and say, I'm like you in bed. But you're not being convinced to this. But the reality is, you say, I'm like you back in the eye. It wouldn't be good. It is called nothing. But you get that brush of Kali Yamukud, and it says, hey, back off from the left in the earth. So you know, true Malachim. So this is called nothing. But when you get the brother Rishon, and the common mistake in two brothers, one for Lechem, and one for Lechem, I'll be kissing. Pass, and one is part of the kissing with the best of Lechem. So the other, you're thinking, you have something which is a topic, I'm not just happy to have it. So which one you want to say will be going to be copied to the other? So which one should be safe? So the Mechada Pass is the same for this reason. That's not for the reason of that. Why? Because the same is the core, it's safer than I better look at it. Because the Yashar, I mean, it's going to be a dying lifter. And it's going to be Nekal on that. That is the first to dying when you don't look at it. Because the Yashar, I mean, you have to say the motivation, the whole human block, it's all good if I'm ready.
Those are the natural dynamics. We're going to be naked on that too. Because now apparently we assume that the earth is benching with the island with the earth there. So the return is that none of these natural forms are the law and the subject of our mind and the answer is the description of the middle. So when we get that, so the material is set down and the earth is all that nature versus the book of our mind is going to be naked. So what are you going to say? The negation of our mind is versus burning in his mind. Whichever one you say is going to be good for the earth. Whichever one you're going to say is going to be a topic if you did right or wrong. But since we get, you have a topic on three things, the Nicholas of Galion, and the Bracha of Reina, and the Bracha of Mishan. When we get to the Nicholas of Galion, the Bracha of Reina, we're going to be naked and treat it like cake. When we get to the Bracha of Mishan, we're going to treat it like cake, it's a Galion and Mishan. But whatever you're going to say is going to be good for the other. If you say, I'm late to your Galion and Mishan. If you say, I'm late to heaven and earth, I'm not your cereal, I'm eating. But that isn't the Yazidian idea. Even if you understand that's not quite part of education, it's not quite lack of the world. It's not kind of that does not show part of the world. So it doesn't have shape. So the Yazidian is trying to make the world to be good. Shape, so the Machlok is again. So we have a Machlok is at Tanoim and a Machlok is at Tanoim. It's not exactly identical. The more it's not exactly identical. Then the Machlok is Amor Yom Mina in part to Lakad Yechon. Machlok is Hatan Al Mosad is Bali Atos in the Yishan Kod. So the Yishan is that the Amor Yom had a tradition of who is an exception to the rule. And he passed to Lakad Leir. So now the Gnei says, Halach Al Amai Kodat Kudim. So Yom Mina Raya, so he went to Shepard by the name of Yom Mina. He wasn't such a learned individual. So he didn't even know, so he wasn't Amor Yom Mina after he asked the Torah. He didn't know how to say Amor Yom Mina. Kodat Rista, he had a family, he ate bread. The Yama, and he said, you know, it seems to understand the story, the Master Shai was, this is good. I'm not here for your divorce, he didn't know I'm not here. So he didn't have a bench there for some other. So after he finished reading, so he says, look, more than the high teacher. Yes, it's been the master, and this bread, he gave me the bread. Doesn't mean that it's still cheap, it doesn't mean it's bought, he gave me the money. He was a bench one, he meant to a bench one. Oh my God, yes, so that passing that he gave me. Says the Gemara, how can Rav pass in any case? Say that later on, in another few lines, the Gemara has an achlekes with Rav Yechon. What are the requirements of a bracha? So Rav holds the after a bracha has hakor shem shemai. He just has to mention shem Hashem. There's no need to mention Malchus here. He could it. So we should the sefer kech and the session real quick. The sefer kech says the chachila Rav and Rav Yechon both agree that give shem and Malchus. So all achlekes don't need to be yedet. So the Malchus is here. He could it now. Then the Hakuri Yabari need not. But here the Shah is right saying that the Yabari gets it. God is not saying that he's not recommending this, that you should do the Hakuri like the Yamarai. So the Yabari gets it. So you're not happy, God says that the Yabari gets it. The Rav holds that the Shem Shemayim is recruited. Called Rav Hashem HaKras Hashem. Hey, the Brach, he didn't say I'm a HaKras Hashem over there. And he didn't want to say, Hachem Maskin, but he did say Hashem. That kind of Hashem, he didn't say one of his own Shem Shem Mechakim. And the king, the Shaka, is back as he didn't say. And the man, I'm not sure I do it, I'm not sure I'm not the IT. He said Rahmana. He said Rahmana. Rahmana is the lies. That's the finish of the man. The Raman says this. When you say Allah, that kills. When you say Allah, that a brother requires Shem Hashem, it doesn't have to be more than divine Shem Hashem Mekhafi. If you say, blessed be the Holy One, that's not even a Shem the lies. Funny, it's just blessed be the kind one, blessed be the good one, blessed be the almighty one. Is that good? Rahmana, Rahmana means the kind one. He could have said like this. If he said, blessed be God, the G-O-D, the Lord, blessed be the Lord. So that's not a description of any truth, it's not a forever, Hashem is not describing the verse on his lips. That's like in Hebrew, there are Zion, Shem, Shem, Chaf, and their names. So Shari, so what language is the rest of them? It's just that they're not on the Madrigan, it's not Shari 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 Shari. So the Goyim have a chumrah that you treat the Shem is the Lord, like G-O-D or L-O-R-D, you treat it as if it were Hashem, and you need to have the Shem Shemayim of Atal, you shouldn't pronounce G-O-D, or give a lot of stress, and you shouldn't, if it's written out on the Kisitoki, you shouldn't say it in the language, you should treat it like Shem is not, it's like Shari 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 So if you say, run to the person who will take out all of the money from his pocket. So the money is a godly trust. So it says, G-O-D, and the Zayin has this kumar, but you treat it as if it's one machine. So then she said that he himself was not like one, but he followed the Ramam, and the Ramam like you say, Ramam, she said, whatever, because they don't know that. But Hashem, she called him her laws as the laws, the Shem Hashem, in any other language, It's like Latin Mohammed. It's younger than
Timmy. Oh,
well,
thanks.
You're from Japan as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So we know that we come to the Baruch Hu, the Baruch Hu. There's only the description of Torah Hashem. I'm not in the name of Torah Hashem. So that the Chiddush of Baruch Hu is what the Gemara says, so that not only the requirement for Shemus is satisfied with one Shemus and Yechokim, the only hour of Dalam in the year, you can substitute any one of the one Shemus. And even more than that, you can substitute a Shem Balaz, and even more than that, it doesn't have to be G-O-D-L-O-R-D, which to go ahead and say, has it been a Shemus or a Benon. אני שם דן הלו, את החומות מזמן, את הביד החידי שעבר לי חידיש. Even for only Hashem, you're alluding to the Baruch Hu, without even saying Hashem. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter, Hashem is there. That's a description. You're not even mentioning Hashem, Hashem, that's called Hashem. Even the Rav, Rav Yechon Bote, Yabrach, as Hashem, or Rav Hashem, the word Hashem means a pattern now. This is not a pattern now, this is a description. An adjective, he says that good enough. Rav says, oh my, look, Ahmad, I'm not a bad teacher. If you say description of a good, it's also good. As long as you mention something that you're alluding to the intention. It's based on this scenario that a lot of our family have a feeling between Shia and others have. The Bnei Yisrael writes this, Halakha Lamaisa, and they say to death, because that's how a lot of our family have a feeling. There's a person who has a second job, and it's wrong, the second job is a hacker. So you don't say the bracha because it may be no kishen shaman yasalat. So the tongue of the man says the bracha in English and Yiddish. So if you say G-O-D, L-O-R-D, Yiddish, but if there's something like that, so there's no violation of no kishen shaman yasalat. But if you don't have to say the bracha, if the din does not require, so you didn't say no kishen shaman yasalat. And if the din does require that, you shouldn't say the bracha. So you go to the person who said, because you go to the matter, you go to the tachmanah. The Raman says to the Maya that a breath and the Shem does not come down with the Shem and the Chakri. Rahman is also good. So for Rahman can not be such an answer that you can say a breath, the lies, by saying a breath of the Akhir, you're not required to say the lies, but if you say the lies, it'll be a little Chakri.
No,
yeah,
that's
good. Okay, let's go to the Shem and say that it says not so. And today he says this Ein Sof, and he passed me by not so. But if Kedega has one Mahalach, and then after that, so then she gave a good one, but Kedega has a Kashver and Mahalach. So the Easter at night, the Shem Shaman will have followed, sometimes even applies to communion. Sometimes you're not allowed to take communion in there. So he said, Kashver and Mahalach, but Kedega has a Shem and Mahalach. So they should say a different Mahalach. He said, the Mahalach is like Chuvah Shem. Kedega is a Chuvah Shem, Kedega is one of the only Chuvah. He wants to say a different hour, but the Easter at Bracha Ravatola is not necessarily identical with Nesri Shem Shaman Ravatola. It doesn't have to be that, because the Imam Megillah says, the Adish Yisrael had there had a hundred and twenty Chachamim with the Adish Yisrael with him, the Adish Yisrael should put me on the door, he went to Mitzat and Ere Bracha, and the time there, that Ethel Ha'ayti B'Shvah Hashem Rokhan. After they completed the composition of the Adish Yisrael, they're not going to compose or institute any edition of Bracha Shemana, מי מאז לא עושה שם להשאיר קלטי רעתם, מי לא למה לא, מי שאירה להשאיר קלטי רעתם. ואז בגלל זה, מה שאומר דודה, מפורד ומפורד ביקים, לא ביקים, הפעם לא עושה ביקים את הביקים, מפורד מי שיש פן דאלר ונותיים, על סדר. מפורד מי שיש פן דאלר, לא מי נפקים, פן דאלר. So we have millions and billions and trillions of dollars. What kind of show that? The problem I said, Shach, I said this. The pay I said, Shach, I said, doesn't have the truth. But if it is wrong, you say the king has 20 dollars. So two, we don't have any answers. So we're going to say that Kaddish Bach, we're going to compare them with Sila, with Bach, and with Shadach, and maybe we think that we're saying something beautiful, and they turn out to be something ridiculous. The Anshah Gnei Tanvei, the Ancom Levine, they were intelligent, they had people who had the Vira, so they knew how to compose the Bach. So the Gnei Tanvei of Sech, that the Easter of the Israelite, and with Sila, and with Bach, the Gnei Tanvei of Sech, and with 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 Sech, So this has a Chalashen Gyakon, so it means a Bracha Ratzal. Bracha Ratzal is separate, so it doesn't have to, it's not because there happens to be a Nesri Shem Shaman Yatol. Bangadar and Bangadar. Even if there's no reason to Nesri Shem Shaman Yatol at all, a Bracha Ratzal is a separate. So that's the constitutes of Bracha, the Bracha Ratzal. That's what he said, the Chazani Yisrael Shema and Chalike. A lot of times they think, ברוך אתה השם אלוקינו מלך העולם שלך יהיה לי כמו לגמרי מזן הזה. אז הוא יפה, השם אלוקינו מלך העולם וכן על זה. אז הוא יפה, שתתפה הדוחר, ונחק לפה שחרן יפה השם אלוקינו, ואת תקימו. ונחק השם אל בינו זאת, אם יפה, אם ישראל השם אל בינו זאת, ודעת נפה איתו. ודעת נפהים לפעמים דרך האחמונה. כמי יבינת נפה שברוך אתה, זה חזר ועושים את השני גם, היה גם יפה דרך אורתו.
So that's what the Lord doesn't say, this the shepherd, the Yemen, Binyamin, the son of the Jews, Binyamin. Whoever he was, the shepherd, after he finished eating his bread, Korach, he used to lay the sandwich of bread, Korach. Even you think that the Kriha means it, huh? After he finished his sandwich, he said, I'd rather the kitchen. So Rabbi gets out to them, he said, he said, he's not good. And Rabbi has the marker, he's not equal, he said, I've got a shem, there's no shem at all. He might have talked about two, he said, a shem. He said, Rahman, then he's not here. Why do you have to mention this? You have to continue to work. You have to tell me, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. So I'll be in the shower of the work. You have to mention it to me. Now you have to become a Rav Nami. You have to do the work of the Shem. Rav Nami meant to say that you have to the first work. So the Shem is my Rav. Here to you say, Grif Rahman, I think before he eats the bread, he will be able to amen. And if he finished eating and he said, Zuh Hachmana, Mardai Tito, he would be able to the first block of the bench. It's just from me, so it's in the air, so it's on 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 the air, so it's
You have to learn the bracha v'shena. They don't say goes on the bracha v'shena ha-meiti. They say goes on the first bracha of the bracha ha-mezen, and you have to learn the substitute for ha-meiti. But they say it is that substitute for the first bracha. It is a chiddush. It is a chiddush. The first big mouth, am I from Ashulam? If you tell me you have to say mezel chan rachem, and I say ha-meiti. And he tell me that he said bracha ha-mone. But not the chiddush. What's the chiddush? But even though he said it, the Shah Mashiach was the Yosei. The Hebrew is not Nazi, the Hebrew is not in the Aramaic. Michael Marshall wanted to say, didn't have a Gandhi Amor, but I should call it. But he wrote the benching in other languages, and Aramaic and Russian. Because that's not the name of the Mishnah Seita. And they said, no man, the Mishnah Mishnah, those mitzvahs of Amir that can only be fulfilled in the original Hebrew, so the mitzvahs are right. And those mitzvahs of Amir that can be fulfilled in translation also. There was a man who called Hashem, in the following mitzvahs, can be fulfilled in any language. The Mishnah Zohar doesn't mention here about Shavuot. It doesn't say about a Shavuot. There is a din of Hashem Gizelet.
that if a person swears falsely, I owe you money, and I swear that I paid the money already. And then later on I admit that I swear falsely and I never paid the money. So the fellow says, now that is, I have to pay the money that I owe, you have to be making payments, and I have to bring my shangazelim on top of it. It's a real massage of the Ikra. That's our shangazelim. So the Rimidash has an unusual shita. The Rambam in the Kiddush HaMishnah is a short expressed the shita to Rimidash. That in order to be chal Hashem Zayin, it's a sign that he took the shmur of the Neshna Kodesh. If he took the shmur of the Shai Vashem, then he's going to be Rimidash. And the Rambam says that it's a shita that's a war. But it's not like Rambam says that the Rimidash is a super genius. He says that it's a sikhla mabit before I found it. So he was sheer genius, because you would be petrified, you would tremble. And you would see the genius of the Rimidash. And once in a while, he calls the Rimidash. He says you can only cut the Rimidash in less than, you can count it on the fingers of one hand. Less than 5 places. So such a genius. And this is what he says, but the Rambam absolutely disagrees. He says, Meirchen Taisen, he says such a thing, and Rimidash can let that finish. This Mishnah is not said that you're clear that the letter, or else you can say, this Mishnah is said that begins early in the morning, sometimes I'm even required to let my finish, sometimes Shah is shining for good. The Mishnah is only when you need Kechtavoy. So in the Kahan, you have to book him, you have to say, Lech Hashem Yishmoyach. You have to say the right place in the Kahan, you can't just add in and say whatever you want. You have to say Kechtavoy. Or let's say, Dichot Amorim. Now the Mishnah said, Lech Hashem Yishmoyach. Parashah says, it has to be Yishmoyach Kechtavoy. You say the same thing out of Minas Kedah Shuroyah. And compared to the different Yisrael, Vidi Maiti Kriya Shema Shmoni, I say, even though things they have a Mitzvah, even that I tell you I'm a Dirabben. Chadik says something from the Chumash, right? So the Mishnah says, Ein Lomam Yash Ma'kayish, Ve'ein Lomam Shad Hashem, the following Mitzvahs are required to serve Ha'ayim. Even that I tell you I'm a Dirabben, it can be fulfilled even in translation, if it's a literal translation. And the following, Ein Lomam, after the Lash Ma'kayish, the following are relative to the Kuchsevay, if you say it, man, it's the original Hudu, as the Torah requires, that's a Chachamim Institute. But a Shvuat HaDayanim, a Shvuat HaDayanim, a Shvuat Bikri, or a Hashem Zeret, he said that it's only in Hebrew. And it says that it's a Nisra. How can you say that it's a Nisra Sever? What do you want to say that the Halakha doesn't recognize other languages? The Halakha recognizes all languages. But sometimes you just take some things in translation. So you see that Halakha doesn't recognize other languages. Just a shayla, how many people have to speak that language that it should be considered a language? Let's say today, how many people speak the old Greek? Okay, so now it's a language that only the professors speak that. I never speak it today. So how many people have to speak the language? Let's say we have a little island, the whole population on the island is 100 people. Let's go, well, they have their own language. Let's say it's a language. Let's say how many people is enough? The 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, so that's the rule I'm clear. The gift to us. At a prophet, how many people have to speak to them? He once mentioned, one of his servants, the Beis Hashem had an answer that the only Shah the Shah that recognized are the official Shivan Lesh. In English, it's probably not only one of the original Shivan Lesh in the days of the Gaza, Shem Ba'al Hashem Tzach Kol Ha'elad, the Rebbe, one of the original Shivan Lesh, so the Beis Hashem writes that he needed to make the, he first had davening in German. And the Reform movement changed the Nusra Hatsu and they said they should dominate in translation. So only the Gemini has said it so, but the Kiveri gave enough time to open every other. So he gave different reasons why. But the Kiveri is clear, it's going to dominate in translation. So they never learn the high people. They should learn Hebrew, it's terrible. They teach the children Greek and Latin. They send them to university, they learn to teach them how to read Hebrew with the Kiddush. Let them teach the children how to read Hebrew. How do you not understand it? So let them teach their children they should understand Hebrew. So tell them to daven in German. So they'll never be interested in reading, even they'll be interested in learning Hebrew. That's terrible. You never recommend it. But if you're daven in German, you'll always be highlighted in the end. Because you have this to receive it, and it's in your Hebrew. And we would recommend it. It's a good policy. So the sons of my brothers who was also the same school for Ali Dickerman himself. He said, you're not even, I swear you're not even related to the Hebrew. If you daven in German. Because he said, German is probably never one of the original Shivan Lashon in the days of
How do we know?
The German Teich,
And you see that it translated certain words, and it says that that's not the correct translation. That is, you get that. There are a lot of the English translations that have that type also. About the Santo Shabbat in Siberian Mitzvah. Yeah. In Siberian Mitzvah. They say the different translations in Siberian Mitzvah has to do with the Yishahayayin. So he says the Abadjah, the Chodi Bani Mitzvah, he says Master. Siberian Mitzvah means the Chodi Bani Mitzvah. The shell and the shulchan that held up the Lechem HaChem. Then there are a lot of the modern translations in English that have that also. The shot that he considers the absolute red shot. And then on the bottom of the page they write that there were other interpretations. The time on my hand, all the time in the room translation, and the other translation, one of the time on the bottom of the page. But then he gives other shell. That's what Rebbe used to say, when you say Shema Amin, you say, you're going to say, see that word Jewish, but where I have a lot of words. He said, it's not Jewish. And I said, it's not Jewish. Shema Amin, Hashem, Rezmacha. And the last school of the Arkham Rebbe, he said, and we don't pass that, that he passed the Shema Amin on the school. So he's an original, he wouldn't be like this, so he gave the right translation. Yeah. That's another difficulty, it's kind of fun. When you're going to be late to finish one translation, you have to be careful that you translate it every word properly. Not really. You see the theory from the mother, not because of the Russian cause, but the distinct status is only like this to follow. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, and here it says, there's an operation of the Rambam and the Rises, it's a jet is used to establish a jet. In one sense, a jet can be used to, not only does Allah recognize many languages, spoken languages, we recognize not English, even Russian, because we recognize English also. You know, English is a modern language, we should not learn English in Russia. We recognize all spoken languages, we recognize all written languages also. Whenever you see the word for a jet. So a jet is written, let's say, in a different script. It's not written in one group of Ishmael, group of Ishmael, sorry, but the only written script that Allah recognizes in the language is Sad Ashuri, Pidu, and Sad Yivani. If you write it as a Torah, and Yivani is also good. But if you write, let's say, as a Torah in English, it wouldn't be any good. So therefore, if a jet was written in any language other than Yivani or Sad Hebrew, it wouldn't be a kosher jet. And they say, the Shabbos, I say to the Shabbos, the Shabbos, the Shabbos, the Shabbos, the Shabbos, the Shabbos, that's why the Yazaruah understood the Gemara in Gittin on that second day. The Gemara says, if you buy a Saturday Eretz Yisrael, then you should meet the Tisha Eretz Yisrael, I mean, the Nachi is Musa. The person wants to know, why are you ever saying? One mitzvah, think about one other mitzvah. I mean, the Nachi, the Nachi, the Shai mitzvah is not Musa. The Bali, the Hoz, I mean, the Nachi is Musa, and the Nachi, the Rai, and any mitzvah. So that person says, we don't accept the Bali into the Tisha. He says, I mean, the Nachi is not Musa, the Nachi is Shai mitzvah. Why did Newton walk in Israel for such a high revival? The mystery is so much one foot in the role of a mystery. So he has to answer, he says, yes. But Israel says one foot in the other mystery. Then he makes it, and so he's in the world, he'll make it, I'm in the other mystery. So the Ramot says to Moshe Rabbeinu that the only time it's mystery is that the girl is going to write the star in Arabic, in English, in French, he's going to write in some other language, Turkish. He's not going to write it in Star Ashur of Tzadi Rai. So whenever the star, Tzumi Akak is going to be written in Star Ashur of Tzadi Rai, that's a melech. See, the melech is there is no answer. First, you go to like the what is the answer? He's writing it, the Shah, the Shahid. It's a Shmiz. The Shmiz is not a melech. The rest of you going to do a melech. Which means if you do it yourself, I want you to do that done. Because see, the Shah, the Shahid is only the Rabbana. So the Ramek goes to the Rahmir. Ramek says that when you allow the girl to write, there were times that they did that in order to swear. Remember, there was one time in Shippur. On Tom Yom Kippur, the Jewish agency sent the Jew to buy the auction, the average auction of land. On Yom Kippur, in the Yom Kippur, they went to religious there anyway. The Yom Kippur was cooked many years ago. And our cook said, yeah, he's allowed to go, they had a guy driving by taxi. He said, you shouldn't go in there, in the middle of the Jewish city, you know, people go see, you should go on the outskirts, you know. And he went and he did everything all day after Mamir Yabu. So the Shah said, the Ramor is not here that you only allow Amir Eliyakum on a Derabonim. He didn't allow it on a Derabonim. You don't allow it on a Derabonim when the Shah is being written
the Shana Shodis. And the Halacha recognizes both spoken languages of the language, but only recognizes two scripts. That's what the Rambam quotes, only the script of Yevamos and the script of Asher. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Rosh Hashulchan, attacked this Rambam. Why did it say the name of the Rambam? It's ridiculous. Nobody holds like that. It should be like a girl, but God, it shouldn't have even quoted it L'chumah. It shouldn't even quote it L'chumah, that it could be mocking at the end of the law. I mean, we're often like Sikas Hashtai, if it's written in the Shabbat Shem, it's not if it's written in the Russian, of the Ksav Asher. In fact, the Rosh Hashulchan claims over there, that this was not written, smuggled in by the printer. You think the Rambam never took this name. You can't believe that the Rambam put in such a ridiculous thing. That's a Shita Yechidah, the Rambam should put. So when the Rambam hears it like, why? That's a Shita Yechidah, of course, in order to Rishon Mahal again. And then we're talking about it. And then we're Rishonim. And the Rambam says Shita Yechidah, and the Rambam says Shita Yechidah, and why he discovered three Rishon Mahal again. The four Shita Yechidah, each one said it the other way. One person said something else. And someone else said it, he said it the third one said it, but the second one said it the first one said it. So we don't talk to him there. Because the general writing would be out on Kalamoto. Wouldn't be a effort even according to that opinion. We know you're not a good writer. No, no. You're a good one. You're a writer. I'm not a writer. But you assume that writing real languages is an discernment of data. Writing real languages is a discernment of
data. If it's a travel show, then maybe you need a symbol. But if it's another language, whenever you're allowed to write, maybe you can write without a symbol.
Sometimes you're allowed to write without a shini because it's a nicer headdress.
Yeah.
If you write just dash alone, it's on the sheet there.
Good.
So that's for the nicer headdress. So there's more cards and typing. You can type around and type around there. There's nicer headdress. If you're just writing, it's good. Not the printed letters, it's good. So that's for nicer headdress. And that's cool if I'm not mistaken. If you have nicer headdress, yeah. So the halacha, what does it say here? That the halacha recognizes four languages, just to show how many people have to speak the language and show how to describe the language. The halacha recognizes that the halacha is four alphabets. A person of all national alphabets. Usually, when the shayla has taken any alphabet, it would be accepted. Again, the shayla, how many people have to subscribe to that alphabet and show how to describe the alphabet? A person is going to accept one alphabet. So that's actually an alphabet. So it's right to become shayla. And we think we have to accept.
What about the Chinese, which is a symbol? Mm. It's not a letter.
You have a symbol for a word?
Yeah. It's an idea. It's an idea. It's not even a phonetic.
Basically, you only have to write it. You 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 have to write it. And there was a picture that you understand it. You can write them in a beautiful language. If nobody understands it, nobody else understands the language, nobody will sit here, then you have to
understand.
Okay, so that was nothing to have much to do.
They have a common denominator that really doesn't
understand the language. So now I'm writing with a shadow, that if you draw a picture on shadow, he says some quick season. Not only if you write an alphabet, you draw a picture of a quick season.
Thank
you, shadow, okay. That's the shadow. Even if it's not shadow, that's the shadow. That's the shadow. That's the shadow. When the women have a baby in the hospital, the baby's born and make the mother press her thumb down, and then they take a footprint of the baby. And they put it on the baby. And that's all that they're trying to do. What is the charge? So the press can say all that in Europe. The police would sometimes, when they would take somebody on shadow, they would make a fingerprint. So the Rosh Hashanah, and I just point out that to make a fingerprint is also to see one shot. You're not allowed to do that. But they left you to make a print in all that, so you have to leave you, like a police officer. They let them do it. They let them push your finger on the pad, on the ink, and then they push your finger down. They should push it down, but you shouldn't have them do it. Because if you do it, then you're a violation of some person. I have to do it. That's the moment to make it, make it sticker inside pushing it down the pad. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's called the Malacha Tzedaka.
It's really not to show you the finish.
And that's a picture. Rami says that you draw a picture. Yeah, I found it. If you insist like these, you're showing that you only depend on the Malacha Tzedaka if you write either Tzad Ashur or Tzad Yavadu. So how can you say that a picture is a Malacha? So the fact that the Rami only shows the Malacha Tzedaka, but if you draw a picture, that's what they call a kind of a Malacha Tzedaka. So the Akhlaq has to say, there's not that thing out of them. You don't need to picture it. You really have to get all of the chaplains in the hospital to look on this. But you shouldn't insist that the religious woman has a kosher Shabbos. She has to put her son down. It's not left. The left is Shabbos. She wrote the left is Shabbos. Then she'll make that sunset. So there's no shame right down the left. The Ramah says the reason Machlek is the Ramah and the Leidit, what if the guest is written half in one language, half in another language? Let's say the guest is written half in Hebrew and half in English. Mm-hmm. Okay, the whole guest is written in Hebrew, and then it comes to the Shabbos. Her name is Charlotte. And then his name is Bonjour. And you talk to like that in Hebrew. You can say that in Hebrew, you have to break your ass in that one. In English, the best of Machlek is the Ramah and the Leidit. If half the guest is written in one language, and half the guest is written in another language, is the Hemshachana. So we machen on that, that is no Hemshech. No language to the other is no Hemshech. So the Ramah says, nonetheless, I did not have Hebrew and half Aramaic. So how did he get this? It's with two languages. So the Ramah says, that's okay. Hebrew and Aramaic is the same language. What does it mean, the same language? It's that you're good at Hebrew. That's another language. There's one language that's called Hebrew. That's how the Bastidim write. Pure Hebrew, like in Tanakh. So he's right about his Aramaic. That's our professor in Israeli, he was right on Aramaic. And then he's in another language, he's going to come across him like, he's going to see me, he's going to come back, he's going to that's what the Aramaic says, that the Gipti are written in a third language, which is neither Hebrew nor Aramaic. It's a different language, that means it's not that Aramaic has a higher half flesh my credit. Okay. They were written on me. That's it. Yeah? Officially. You, this is not officially that we arrived at the answer yet. Okay. So the Mishnah says that Mishnah Sefer says, Birchat Hamazon can be recited in any language in translation. So thank you more. That's the finish of the Rav. The Rav asking that the Yamin Rai, that it gave to the Birchat Hamazon, even though he said it in translation, they think that the same translation is good. But that's the finish of the Rav. It's not good to it. I need the Tzak over here. Why? You know, I had on the second white line. So I said, I don't need a Yamin Rai for Hani Mili. The end of that Mishnah Sefer applies. When we say that if he says Genshin in translation, we did say highly maybe that only applies to Amorah, the Amorah of Rosh Nechal. If he says the Genshin in translation, yeah, it's Kimah Abad Rosh Nechalish. He says a literal translation. Like that, Ben Shua, on one side is Hebrew, on one side is Hebrew, if I do the English. But over here, composes his own Nisach. The Chachmah, Lord, the High Teacher. That doesn't correspond to the first book, I don't know if I'm going to call him Chachmah. But if he did not recite the benching in translation, as a translation of the benching in Hebrew, but not Shechtov, or it's not the Chachamon Satin, and I would have said that they're not Yosef, the Kamash will not tell the Zachinish, that he's Yosef, even if he's talking in Chinese. That's what the Rambam says to Allah, like that, HaMishan in the Matei Shatam HaChacham in the Gloch is Eina Ol Atzaya, Rafa Tichei, he quotes, he paraphrases the expression of Rabbi Yosef. HaMishan in the Matei Shatam HaChacham in the Gloch is Eina Ol Atzaya, Rafa Tichei, he quotes, he paraphrases the expression of Rabbi Yosef. Come back before, we're showing you
that
Rabbi Yosef. And the Shalim Shatar Chacham is Brachus Ein Alatoya, but the Yehuda is Yosei, and the Brachus Kriyashma, when he's speaking about the Brachus Kriyashma, there he says, and the Shalim Shatar is Brachus, and the Yehuda is Brachus. So that's the tellers, I have seen in the Rambam, why is here all of a sudden it's a Yehuda is Brachus, and the Brachus Brachus, the Rambam writes that the Yehuda is Brachus. But sounds fast as if he comes to distinguish between Brachus Kriyashma as opposed to all other brothers. My understanding, why should it be different? That's the same. Why should Birchat Kriyashma be different?
What's the concept of Matan Mashmiya? A case in the Korah. Korah is what I'm not going to do. I couldn't see any shape at all.
Maybe Balabat is the Shalom.
That's
That's the way it seems to me.
Mm-hmm. Good question.
Unless it means like this.
Oh no, I'm guessing. You have to move on this.
The great and wise in the shoe is that the effort is to have to do for the Ra. The Ra has 10 personal little practices. It would never be the sacrifice for Dharamas. It wouldn't work Dharamas without feeling set up. It wouldn't lead to the Siddhas or Yeshua, so I mean the Siddhas Nishan. What kind of Nishan? The way Nishan Chassidus we are is we never stop speaking of the Torah of the Yom. We never stop speaking of the Torah of the Yom. So the Torah of Nishan, the Rabbi and Rabbi Adresh and Hanna, the one who discovered the Torah, the Balak Torah, who put out a whole country. And this Chivas Adren, where they need to have to learn the Chassidus to be collected in all of the Marathon Shah. So he wrote a whole thing, the Chivas Adren is just six lines, the whole world has to live about this in 10 lines, so it's a measure of children. And he has that supreme under the state of 10 lines, and the Gershon Hanach has the Hasidish and the Chai, he did the Elamah and the Kainim, and fast in the Yom. His deal, he's both a test of Mishnah. But the Gemara has in different descriptors, the Yes and Rav, the Hamara Rav Chad is in there, Rav Radi Kailim in Radi Kailim, and the Gemara has the Mashal in Shabbos, in Kailim called Akailim. The Gemara says, when someone came to visit Rav, the Rav said, give the young man a chair to sit on. Nice statement, give the young man. So you might say, Takasha, why did Rav say, give him a chair to sit on? He should have just said, give him a chair, why did he say to sit on? Yeah. Extra words for the chair. And first, because at least he says, this is because Rav had a mean of Takasha never to speak to him before. But he never left. Now, no, Rav had a been there. Why did Rav say ever to been again? Rav already said to do it, and he didn't speak to him. He said it, even if they say it, he didn't speak to him. And why did he say, give the young man a chair to sit on? He should have said, give him a chair. He shouldn't have said that for long speech, to sit on. The extra word he shouldn't have said. And maybe that's the more cash over here. That Rav said over the talk of the Beis Medrash. Then the Balzate, he was to do it, and he said, yes. But then Rav said over the Beis Medrash, that the young liar wants to do it, if you won't punch like this, and I talk to him that he gets. Maybe that was the question. Why did Rav have to tell it over? Rav had to tell it all about the Ishmael Shiloh. He's not going to say it to you. And he was going to the Mishnah, but that doesn't know how to read the Mishnah. So yeah, did he have the Mishnah? Was he written there yet? Of course Rav had to tell him yes. And maybe the question I'm guessing, maybe the question is, why did Rav repeat it in the Beis Medrash? It's a Sacha Mishnah. So Rav would rather be self-sufficient to tell me even in learning. That's what it seems. It wouldn't be self-deprecated. It might is not a great Yiddish. It's not a translation of the original Hebrew. It's not the Chesed and Gansan Rav. That's the Yiddish. Even though it's Shalom Bash Tavach Hamid Dachay, and it's Eila Lekoya, but the Yiddish is Yiddish. So that's the spirit of the Rambam, that's the most important message. The Rambam has a clear Shmarai, and Shalom Bash Tavach Hamid Dachay, Leia Yiddish Dachay, so that's the spirit. And as you say, that the Rambam used to say, Hamid Dachay, 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 and Shad Brach is a Brach of Kriyashma, the Yitzchak of Brach is not to be the other. And Shad Brach is the Yitzchak is not the Akum, the Earth of Taste. Why should we say that there? What's the Malkum of Halak? That's why I say that should suggest the Tavit is Mahalak. That the Rambam had another distinction between Brach of Kriyashma as the first of all the Brach. The Rambam has, when you say Tavit Brach of Lahak, only by four other Brach, the Brach of the Rabbah, the Brach of the Rabbah, the answer is Tavit is Mahalak. Let the person eat bread to wait to hear, and he's mystic if he benched or not. He's taking a shot of that, and he wants to tell his other daughter. A person wakes up in the morning with her for sleep, he's young, he doesn't remember if he said this or that. And he should work fast and like the Shabbat time, and that's when the Ramadan, if that is not like a bad look like the Bishop of Hatel, the Bishop of Hatel is the right. It's not at all. You have to say, well, the Bishop of Hatel, you have to say one of the Bishop of Hatel. One out of the three of them. That is a three, and you have done. You say one. You say, I should not have done it, you say one. Well, Jewish, the person is mistaken, but he said, too, but he's asking that Jewish is the right, sir. So talking about Shabbat, you have to say it all. So the Rambam usually heard by all brothers of Rambam and Sakha Sakha Sakha. The one exception to the rule is the Rambam myself is called Kriyashma. That is no called Kriyashma, the Kriyashma is the right there. But you have a second then you say Kriyashma not, you have to repeat the Kriyashma. So the Rambam then writes, as we say it in the Hesel. You have to say the Kriyashma with the brothers. So because initially it says the Kashra. And the children say, as there, how do you distinguish how it's called Kriyashma in every day? The Rambam has then called Sakha Sakha Sakha. And by then you have the Sefik Ritzvah, the Rambam has to do the Mitzvah with the Sefik, but you don't say the Bracha. Or you say, no, the Rambam has to do the Mitzvah with the Bracha. How come? So that's why I say, when Shaykh needs to explain the Shaykh for us, then I have to give him an answer to him like me. And if he then has one shot in the air, then he needs to say his Mahara, his shot in the Shaykh for us. That the birth of creation and the Rabbanim was instituted as a chalif of the, as an excellent chalif of the creation. The Chalim faculty, this is the proper way to fulfill creation. It's to fulfill creation in the birth itself. So let's have faith in Kutan Sunni and he doesn't say the breath. He puts on a palace and he doesn't say the breath. In Mahesh Shumer, he doesn't say breath. He has to be now before. In Mahesh Shumer, he is on Shumer and he tells it. The person is Mahesh Shumer. He didn't say breath. He didn't know he's up to the breath of time. Listen. Their breath is only active. If you do a mitzvah, you don't say breath, it's only active. But there's a difference there. If you're Mahesh Shumer, if you put on a shumer, if you wear a towel, you say a breath. As if I felt that breath, he didn't say the breath, but the mitzvah is in Vishnu mitzvah. And the mitzvah is still in the afresh of Vishnu mitzvah. If you say Kriyashma, without the breath, and with the Rabbanah, we'll be clear that the Kriyashma shall have Vishnu mitzvah. Because the three breaths of the Kriyashma spell out the themes of the three conscious in the Kriyashma. The first breath is Kabbalah Tamat HaShamayim. Hashem HaKad, and he said, let's go to the Chesha. That's the meaning of the land, Allah, the meaning of the land, that we believe in one God, not that there's a God of light and God of darkness. He said there's one God, yes, you know, Baruch Hashem, Yechel Tisham, 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 Yechel basically, according to Rashi in the first book, Ashkelon is really not part of the book of Krishna, so it's separate thing. It's separate thing, you know, part of the demon, and I don't think Ashkelon is too late in the night. If he didn't die alone, he came to Ashkelon. And he came from the book of Krishna. But that's what the Rashi is. Rashi is the one shot in the Shulat Arash there, but the Rashi is saying that the Rabbanim that are coming on the second, that the proper way to fulfill the book of Krishna is Krishna in the book of Krishna, with the book. If you don't say Kriyashma without the Brachah, you will do an incomplete fulfillment of the Mitzvah Kriyashma. But the other topic, if you say Kriyashma now, you have to go earlier with respect to the Kriyashma and respect to the Brachah itself. So the Brachah is a chelik of the Kriyashma and the Rabbanon. So when you say Kriyashma, the right and the home, it's not only with respect to the given the right, even respect to those aspects, those elements that are on the Rabbanon. Once you go to Chumah and the Kriyashma, you have to go to Chumah and everything. That is the chelik of the Kriyashma Midir Adonim, namely the Birkhus Kriyashma. So that's why I said, let's just describe when you go to Rambam, look at this fear, about the Shalom and Beresh, about the Chalom and the Birkhus. He says, by Kriyashma did the Bini, one way to Kriyashma Tzich Tzadah. And if you take Kriyashma the whole Russian New Year, it's a translation of the Kriyashma. Let's just say, someone will write a composition that contains all of the themes of Kriyashma. Beautiful composition, that tells that the idea is better than the original. You focus in on the idea. The majority of Krishna. Krishna is a matter of the nation, and it's a literal translation word for word. The translation of the text. Krishna has to be Shechtova. Even if you say the Hebrew majority of the Mishnah of the Mishnah, you have to say Shechtova. So if you want a certain translation, it has to be a literal translation of the Krishna. So just like the halacha requires that Krishna should be Shechtova, so the halacha requires that the birth of Krishna, which constitutes a chelik, of the mitzvah of Kriyashma and Rabban also has to be Kriyashma. That kind of Kriyashma is not part of the Tanakh. I can wait for the seven. Means whatever the mitzvah should put in the Chachamim is, you have to say the terms of that mitzvah. But if you have in the Shani and Rabban, you should call the Chachamim. And the Birch of Kriyashma, there the Rama might play that. So just like if you say Kriyashma, you should let the seven. You're not going to say. Then the Birch of Kriyashma, but in the Shani, it's not Kriyashma. You see, I'm not going to teach you how to do it. And you're not going to teach you how to do it. And you're not going to teach you how to do it. You would be able to live with Mishan.
You're right, yes, sir. It's a lady's man, but you're not there, so that's just a mitzvah. 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 You're not there, so that
He says, the very same thing that he said the book of Krishna. So those who do like that, it's fine. They are Krishna masters. Then later on, when they say to Krishna, they say, what's the book of Krishna? That if you follow the way to Nirgolam, or that if you follow the sheep to work, then you drive in the eye of the world, you have to fly out, you drive in the Shemana Esra, you look to Krishna, look to Brahma, if you say anything. Then you assume that you're related to the Brahma Krishna there, and then later when you start to Krishna, you're related to the Brahma.
Why do you see Krishna?
Why?
Why do you want to go to Krishna?
Yes. If you want to enhance the process of things from this situation, that's not. Right, so you have a shaila, what to do? Is it sufficient just to say the Krishna before the seven month Krishna? And then you have a shaila, no. He comes to the Maskara, not sufficient. You really should say Krishna in the Chaseha, and then just say Shema Nature later. Just to say Krishna is not right. That's what he says. But if you didn't do that, then if you just said the Krishna, so then you have the rest of your DLC. You'd be anti Krishna, so that'd be Shema Nature. Yes, it is my Krishna, and the other so the possibility is that I'm looking. That will never be the same. Then you know, that's the memory that we alluded to before, the last one, if you recite the problem, you don't say Hashem, then you're not ready for it. Hashem doesn't have to be one of the guys saying Hashem, it can be Rahman, it can be in another language. If I'm a Rah, I've called Rahman, I said Hashem, I'm a Bracha. This is the Yikuda. Rav, what did we get that mountain? So it's not, well, Rav, this is the plan, it's a Hashem, 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 no, Hashem, no. No, so the Mephesto of Turkey writes, Rav, not the mountain, Rav, and the Hashem mountain, but the mountain is not marked to the other. And the Hashem is even the Yikuda. Rav, you have to know, even the mountain is marked. Because Rav, Hashem, the mountain, they're the Bracha, even the other. It's not good, the Balakai, it's not done, the Lea, Zach, and Balakai, it's not done. That's the same Melech Ha'olam. That's the same Yishon. You just say Melech, and you didn't say Melech Ha'olam. That's just a Mahi. It's a name, it's a king. The one little king is the king of, what was his name? The title was that you look Shem, how do you know? You look Shem, and I think the title is not casual.
The conclusion that it said, that therefore it didn't mean to say, oh, I'm stuck and I have to be my Buddha guy. It didn't have to be anything. So that's what Tosis is pushing, that you should pass from like Rabbi Yehuda. If you say that the original question was, you pass from like Rab, because I thought he said, I'd like to go out and stand with the reading of the Bible because I didn't want to be my Buddha guy. But it says, me, well, I've always passed it to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm going to pass it to me. So if you have a block with that mouth, you cannot get to the other. And it's a serious issue. That's a dumb mistake. A person said a block and he left that man of oil. He left the word for oil. He said, no, he didn't say oil. So if you have a lot of kiyab, like the simple reading of the then you're not going to speak a block. If you're blocking that one of the second one, you answer the first one. If you have a lot of the other one, you must speak to the block. You must answer the first block. You have to say it over. The case is like that, in Yeshua, not Nachna, make a law. If you all like it, if you all like Rav, only the Shem, if you see that, if you all like Rabbi Yochanan, the Shem and Rav are the best of two. The case is like that, that is Kashi, Mishkin Kashi, Rabbi Yochanan does not give me idea anything. The Shat is in that to me, it means that it's included. Help the Tanaki, look for it, call on you, the radio. Except the Tanaki to mention anything, it didn't mention anything. It mentioned Shem, who had been on the mouth with you. What is the price of that serious discussion with the real world? Because this young person, all of the Achareim discussed, what do you mean? You have a drush at the time, you have a drush on a pasuk, there's a pasuk that sticks to that, a bracha, that a bracha has to be shown to Mahat. Bracha to Yom Yerabbana, that's how a bracha is the answer, that's how a bracha lesson that is. So the price is young, because it's only like Master. Only like Master. So that's what the Mishnah was young, it's only when you search on bracha. There's an example of the running comic on that, that's called the running comic on it. And you can see that when he has a comic. It's not a running comic, but a commentary on Brooks. He has one of his pieces in the Mishnah Kalimah. He says, because the subject of the Mishnah is my Pashemi, comment on what he's doing. He's going on Hebrew Meister, the Yusuf of Hebrew Meister. So the first time he says, obviously, in time, I'm not going to have done one. So the whole Yusuf of Brooks, Hashem, not everything is on the other. But he says, it wouldn't appear so to the Mishnah. The Mishnah seems that the Tanya Lea didn't do right here. So this is what the Tanya has to say when it comes to the different things that I've been with Sekhara Shachachti, the Chachti of Noah that I've been married with the Tanya that I've been married with Shema to the Kodesh and the Kodesh, a 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 Kodesh and the Kodesh, and if you did forget to say Shema in the office, you just can't say Bibu Naisya. What are you making it at now? You tell me that if you didn't do it, you would have done it, you can't say being nice to the answer. The Tanaim are telling you that that's the meaning of the passage, you can't say from up now. But then that's a spirit share. That's kind of the brother of the right I'm talking about. We have a brother of the right. It's very sure. And maybe from another, we'll start to write next week. What's the brother of the right? What did he give him a ton of favor? He didn't give anything away. If I had knowledge, I give a shiur, I give you something. I still have all the knowledge of him, I didn't lose it. If I had not had knowledge of him in this place, I give you everything, I don't have it anymore. But if I had something in my mind, then I give it to you. I still have it in my mind, and you're sharing that stuff. So why would he call his mom not to say the same? So in the first year, I say the same in the answer. The speech is very amazing because of that decision. But it's not a speech of that only. The United States knows what you mind me. So that's the Martin Taylor, whenever we have a classic in you, we can no longer get to the bench on the panel to have what I do. We have to look it at the source of our mission, we have to figure out what to do. The Malachim and the Ruach HaKodesh can no longer be Machia. The Taylor was given to us, and we have to be Machia. We are the binding on the Taylor. Originally, before Kabbalah Tata, before Mamma Hasinai, the Rabban Shalom was the Balabas and the Hachlor. And you can't hear that there's a major shimmy occurred. And the Kohen said, the Levi Kohen Kohen saw that the Bayim and Hachor Talos. So the different Kohen points out,
commenting on the Gemara. The Gemara has a Russian taken. The Gemara has an Italian secret of Marcus Taken. So the real translation taken is, taken means you place the supper somewhere, you put it on the shelf. The end of that is going to be a steak. And you think that's a steak. Taken means a steak, and so it's a life. It's a lifestyle. They don't know what to do with it. But some Rishonim already had the Chidor, had a sheep in the Kodesh of Sangiti. But I don't think it's printed yet. The Chidor has a Mashiach, the Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So I know that the Kodesh now he went all over Eastern Europe and Western Europe and all over. Whenever he came to Western Europe and he came to France and England and then he went to Italy, so he went to all of the libraries and he copied down sheets of Yisrael. So all of his meetings that he copied down that he had already. A lot of Rishonim he had already. And some of the son that he copied over, we still don't have that again. So he's going to one of the friends who wrote the Tanyaz, of the Sheikh who could best person, Sam Mishin or another on Gipton on the first period, where they left this kasher. The taker, everybody knows taker is easy type kushes rabbi is, but that's what we say that it doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that, because the man that has to take on the kasher, the man has to take on the rabbi. And the rest of the rabbi is, they take the one of the answer on the kasher, they'll say kasher. They won't say taker. They don't want to answer this. They won't say yes. Anyway, but the sheep in Quebec is already like that. The taker is already said the Christian type Christian rabbi. So the sheep, the first Akashia, that the Gemara in the first parish in Britain, and the Gemara in the end of the city says that they won't go somewhere along, they have zero early hours. They have the third early hour rabbi, the third early hour Britain, the Gemara in the end of the city says that they have zero early hours. Huh? Rabbanon. Rabbanon. The man said, you are not a Bachan Westia. That if they had given them yes, why didn't they ask him to do this? Why did they leave it like that, that last night, never changed the five Christians had bodies? The Shulah said, well, yeah, no, the next night when he came to learn with Rabbanu. The Shulah said,
why did he want to embarrass him?
But he was no leader. He was no leader. What does that mean? A malach of the violation of Lev HaShemayim is that Aliyah never will reappear the day before Mashiach. He said enough Shlach HaKam Tzeder now to say that Aliyah Mashiach HaGel Ramel. So the malach of the Lev and the day before Mashiach, Aliyah never will appear as a human being. Oh, as a human being, then Tishbi is coming to the future. When Aliyah Tishbi will appear as a human being, then he will pass to Mashiach. Because man is in the state of a malach, he cannot pass to Mashiach. That's how the Fidor either calls the Shikri. The Betus that calls from Lev, the way to God, it's one of his problems, Machat Dibinim or something, he has everything up a bit in range. It's not in his coming to us, and it's one of his friends who calls it. Not yet. It's not so. Now you're showing his testimony. He's Medallic Anglican. In my life, he wouldn't pretend my life is Hector. He never looked at somebody. I don't know. No, he's a real Magi, he had a Samani. Ramallah, he gave him a secret that he had to be chosen again. Yiddish HaFlodi also has such an idea, but he has a little different in Yiddish HaFlodi. Yet to one play, Akasha also, taken in Yiddish, there are only assumptions. This is the part which is that I get out of here, I'm not even come. The fact that, why should we be satisfied with any other Magi? That. Which I don't understand if you give a better whole world than all the other, but Aliyah Navi will come, which in Zion creates amazing success. Moshe Rabbeinu, why not to Aliyah Navi? So he says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu has not been in touch with reality for many years ago. He died a long time ago. And he's going to come back from the dead, so we better not to ask Moshe Rabbeinu. Aliyah Navi never died. Never died. And that's what he said, he went up to heaven alone. Yes, he had to come. He said, yeah, now he's still alive, and he's in contact with the world. And Aliyah Navi says to ask Aliyah Navi, the suffering has to be given by a human being who's in touch with this world.
Then the commercial is somebody.
Who's in touch with the world. If the person is from Chavon, the biggest from Chavon yet, but if he moves from Havari to El Mazer, he's not the right person to pass him. But when we say the Torah was given, not the Torah, the Torah is given to Klal Yisrael, to the Chachma Torah, to the Chachma Torah, then if you are a human being, then you have to have the skills for the human being. We should not have sat here and advise him. Instead, he runs around with other women and he smokes and he gambles and he cheats on him. We must not have advised him. He has to be a human being in a sense that he has to be involved in all of my day. If he only moves, then thank you for this. The first of Chino Yad Hashemayim. So that's what they... And then the three lines is what the best way to communication. That's the way they understood the idea of Matan Torah, that yes, the Manu HaSinai and maybe change occurs, but the Balabot of the Hachlo, of the Alok is no longer the Rebbein Shem. Tell them Chazalot HaTorah, Rebbein Shem was the basic. And that's the Matan Torah, he gave it all, but that's a Matan Torah thing. He gave it all to the Torah so that we should be the Balabot. It's so bad in my last words. And it's no longer in the hands of Malachim, no longer in the hands of Shemayim and so on.